To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wanted to hear from Tebow because I think he's the only person that is on the planet that can really kind of look at your door and be like, I've been through what you've been through, right? I think that's important. I think the advice in that is that I already think Shador's subscribing to all of that. Like I've gotten, and again, I don't know, maybe Shador has like burner accounts we don't know about or something, or maybe he really is deeply involved in trying to hear stories about himself. But by all accounts, he just kind of keeps to himself and just doesn't really want any of that really get into his brain. Like he's doing what Tebow's already suggested.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the reality is there's a certain amount of noise that as long as Shador is on an NFL team, fans, the organization, and the player are going to have to kind of deal with. And it's, you can say Shador encourages it. I think having a social media presence and having a social media team isn't encouraging it. I think it's trying to find a way to add additional revenue and additional ways to kind of get your brand out there. I think it's a byproduct of, I think that fame is a byproduct of what you're trying to do, not necessarily the goal.
Well, so I guess I'm trying to figure out how incubated can you make yourself? Because even like when he posts videos and stuff like that, or post anything about his music or something, you can post and not look at any of it. Like if you want to, you can make Twitter, you can make Instagram, how you can record the stuff and have somebody post it for you. Like how incubated could, as polarizing of a player, but as we did a topic last week about the idea that he is the number one Googled athlete this season and the number five Googled person on planet Earth this year. Like, how much of that fame can you just kind of say, I'm just taking in none of it?
No, you can't. Not his generation. Like, I'll be honest with you. I am not of that generation. Social media came around when I was like in high school. Depending on what you call like AIM and then MySpace and all that, like I didn't really get social media till I went to college. Like it was around, I got to use it a little bit, but there were huge guardrails on it when, you know, because of, you know, all the perverts and bad people out there.
Yeah.
His generation, I mean, I know there are people that let their kids have Instagram or Facebook or whatever when they're like 6 or 7.
Well, so wouldn't that make him better equipped to handle that at this point or no? I genuinely don't know. I don't know what this answer is.
So I think it's a double-edged sword. Like, I think you understand it in a way that I probably don't. I'm more removed from it, even now as somebody who uses social media a fair amount for my job. At the same point, I think it's harder to pull away. Like, social media is such, I see it with a lot of my kids' friends. My kids don't have social media.
Yeah.
But I see the ones that do, it's like an extension of your tablet or your phone or whatever, where it becomes an appendage to you. It's like having a third hand or whatever, right? I think it's, if it's hard for me, and I'm not of that generation, to ignore social media on any given day, I can't imagine that he could ever.
I mean, it just, he gives off the appearance, and this is what people would do, obviously, but he gives off the appearance that he's unfazed by all of it. And that's where I think it's a little bit, in many ways, I think it is different than Tebow. I always thought that Tebow kind of swerved into that part of his venture and his journey. But I think Tebow had a bigger goal at hand. I think Tebow was going to try to use his platform to then basically spread the word of God and Jesus and everything else. And I really thought he just thought that like fame was a nice conduit to be able to spread that message. Whereas Whereas with Shador, I don't know that Shador sees social media outside of anything, but this gives me dollars and a way to connect with fans.
So there's an element of this that is TBD. And it's the element that, you know, I understand teams look at this and go, we've never had a social media influencing quarterback before, and we don't know how to handle it. I think in 10 years, this is going to look foolish. But I think right now, given Shador's social impact, like, I don't know. Because to me, right now is not the time that would impact him, right? Because right now, he's so busy trying to prove to the NFL that he belongs. This is not where you get trapped. I think this offseason could be really interesting. Like, how much does the fact that you played good football in the NFL, how much does that matter to you?
Well, I
think if he makes a Super Bowl at some point, like, that's when I think the fame is going to become a different level.
I mean, when LeBron went Zero Dark 30, right? Or Zero Dark 23, whatever that was, like, what was his, like, was he actually able to pull it off?
No, it was a branding bit.
Well, I tend to believe you. And so, like, that's where I do wonder if, like, is it possible for any of these quarterbacks, take Shador out of it for a second, any of these quarterbacks across the NFL, is it possible to just be like, everything else is white noise? Because if you're Shador, you got to think up until Sunday, you probably had to spend the previous 6 months just thinking everything else was white noise and these people don't really know what's going on and they don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, but I think there was the phenomenon, like, I don't even... Guys, I think there's still a lot more to go with the phenomenon of Shador. If you're already Shadored out because of the supporters or the Shahaters or the videos that he does in the offseason, like, guys, the more popular he gets, the better he gets at football. This is only going to grow leaps and bounds.
I mean, yeah, I would think so as well. I would think that's if he ends up being a franchise quarterback and then all of a sudden the Browns are playing, like, he's going to have, he'll hit heights that are extremely, I mean, if Tebow was great, think about how the heights that would have been.
Yeah, and I think that's why, like
there's already a natural thing to him, he's a magnet of sorts. Like, there's something to him already that's only going to grow.
Now, I think the positive sign is there are guys who get this. And I actually agree with you. I think Tim, it's not that he got lost in his own mania, but I think he bought into it a little bit. I think he enjoyed it a little bit.
It always felt that
right?
way to me, yeah.
A guy that I think is a much more extreme version of this, and I hated when Shador got compared to him, is Manziel. Manziel, to me, is like the second he got a taste of that noise, that energy, that attention, that became more important than anything else to him. Because then
to remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Then that begat partying and grab-assing and all the things.
Well, he turned into like a Kardashian, though, where it's exactly like that was the attention was his drug.
And I think the positive thing, again, I think this whole thing is TBD. Right. I do. I don't know. Any of us know if he's so immensely popular without the NFL that then you put one of the most, I mean, just high energy, biggest pushes you can, which is NFL success behind you. Who the heck knows how popular he, and when I say popular, who the heck knows the amounts of noise he can have around him? At the same point, he's already passed a test, because when you hear the young man speak, he does seem nonplussed by it. Whereas with Johnny, when you heard Johnny speak, oh my God, nobody loved the attention Johnny got more than Johnny. Shador has an element of he could take it or leave it. And yes. I really love the word nonplussed, just like why are you asking me?
Well, you know what? He gives off the impression when you listen to these interviews on Wednesdays with Shador, he gives off the impression of I'm doing this because it's my job, not because I can't wait to get in front of the microphone and talk to you guys. Like, that's not. Maybe I'm reading that wrong, but every time I've heard him talk in these Wednesdays, I just think to myself, okay, he's doing it because that's the requirement. That's what's asked of him, not as if he is, I can't wait to get my voice out there. It's not the vibe.
I think in the pantheon of guys that we can compare him to, and again, Johnny is the far left over here. He was more of a media creation, more of the hoopla than he was actual substance. And I think Tim is probably, I think he's right of center. If Johnny's all the way off to the left here, I think Tim is right of the center. I think Tim was a lot about football, a lot about the right things, and a little bit caught and struck by the commotion around him and maybe being pushed up as this incredible exemplification of Christianity and all that kind of stuff. And then I think if you go even way farther, I think that's where Shador is. And I think that's, again, I think it's Bill Murray that's like, you've got 6 months of being famous and you either stay an a-hole or you just go back to being a normal person.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think we've hit true heights of fame that he can aspire to yet for Shador. But I think the early returns are, he's still about football. He's still about doing the right things. And I think that's only going to be, now the question is, I don't think it's, can Shador handle it? Can the Browns handle it? Because I think Stefanski's buckling on all the noise around him. Like, I think he's not comfortable with it. I think the Browns in general, while they love the social media traffic it gets, probably don't love the criticism that comes with it. I think that's going to be another fascinating angle of whether the organization itself can handle that kind of just sheer mania.
Well, and I think, some organizations do. They wrap their arms around it. And some, even like, again, with Baker, when Baker got to a certain spot and he was on every single commercial and he was everywhere, it felt like the Browns' response to that was, okay, well, hold on, that's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And so, like, I hope that's not the case for Shador. I hope they just kind of let Shador be Shador. If he continues to play as good a football as he did on Sunday, it'll be a natural development for him. But I don't know. I don't look at him as somebody that I've ever been concerned about being wrapped up into all this. And I don't know if that's just me being ignorant to it all, but I don't get that interpretation from it.
Well, I think there would be warning signs, and I don't see them. Like with Johnny, there were obvious warning signs. Even with Tim, like, there were some warning signs there. And again, warning signs, he's turned out to be a really good human being. He's not a jerk. Like, I'm not trying to make him like a cautionary tale, but there were some signs there that's like, oh, he really loves this in a way that is maybe not just about football or just about this or just about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's been a moment. I don't think there's been something that Shador has said where I've thought to myself, oh, he doesn't get it. I think that's an incredible testament to the kid, because
maybe the pantomiming thing and that's it.
I think that was a case of he didn't understand how big that response was going to get, but how could you? Like, how could you know that everyone was going to take that and turn it into, like, if anything, that's a lesson. Like, hey, if you do anything, people are going to react one way or another.
And I think he's had a couple lessons along the way, but it is interesting as he's gotten further and further away from Colorado, the amount of lessons, quote unquote, that we feel like the idea that he, decked out his draft day room and did all that stuff. They just don't seem to exist here. They really don't. I feel like he's got it all figured out, but I don't want to end up looking like an idiot for saying that years down the line.
216-474-0092. What impact will the noise have long-term around Shador and the Browns? John Fanta will talk about his feelings on Kevin Stefanski and what one good game, one great game from Shador means to him in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Hey, guys.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.